Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. We are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we're looking at having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible. Get your pen and paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. Right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hamid would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now, O God, and we ask that you will have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are gathered here tonight looking for a blessing from you, O God. We are down here waiting on you and calling upon your name. Oh, Lord, while we're praying, please forgive our sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out our transgressions in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will visit us during this broadcast, oh, God, and that you will bless every listener who is tuned in this evening with a special blessing. Oh, Lord, touch, heal, deliver, and make whole right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, oh, God, and we're waiting on you down here. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing, oh God. We're waiting on a touch tonight. We're waiting on deliverance, oh God. We're waiting on a blessing, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, manifest yourself unto us. Touch, Lord Jesus. Break up stony hearts in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's mind, oh God, and give them a mind to serve you, Lord. Turn the backslider around and help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we are praying for the ones who's feeling in despair, Lord, feeling like there is no hope, Lord, but let them know as long as you are alive, they have hope. Oh, my God, save the lost souls of men. Reach out to them right now, God. Those, Lord Jesus, who don't know you, my Lord, make yourself known unto them and help us through this ministry to reach souls near and far, to preach the gospel according to your will, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to get in a hurry and to do your will, Lord. Help us to labor right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, and complete the work that you've assigned unto us in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We are waiting on you, my God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you to increase our faith, Lord. We need you to encourage our hearts, oh God. We need you, Lord, to lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Lord, use this ministry of the Gospel Truth broadcast to reach souls everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let this ministry be a great blessing to the families of the world. Oh, Lord, we know you're able. All power is in your hand. And we're asking you, Lord God, through this broadcast tonight, to let somebody know that you're the only true and living God and that all power is in your hand. And whatsoever you have promised, you will keep your promise, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we take you at your word tonight. Have your eternal way, Lord Jesus. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Remember the church at large, oh God. Those, oh Lord, who are down in the Southland, the East and the West, in the North, oh God, all around, every member of the body of Christ, each and every one in particular, from the least to the greatest. Lord God, bring us together and unite us as one. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. We believe in, Lord, and we count it done right now. And, Lord, we thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Bless your holy name.
Thank
we you. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
And we magnify you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch tonight. We thank you for hearing our prayers, oh God. We thank you for coming to see about us, Lord. We thank you for the saving of souls, oh God. We thank you for the healing of the sick, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for comfort to the bereaved families, Lord. We believe all things, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask, God, that you will continue to bless us. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Time we're going to have the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 103rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 11. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are opposed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 103rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 11. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and that anointed prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1school. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the bereaved Ingram family in prayer. Pray for Sister Rhoda, the Edmond family, the entire Morton family, Latricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and the souls that are on our youth prayer list, India West, Lyric in Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank you once again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank you for being faithful. And we want to send a shout out to Cousin Jeanette,
down in Albany, Georgia. We want to thank her for her donation, and we want to thank God for Cousin Gloria West. She's faithful. She tunes in every week, and I thank the Lord for her. Annette and all those down in the Southland who tunes in to this broadcast and who has been a blessing to this broadcast. At this time, we're going to hear from the youth at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and they're going to sing for us. And this program is a broadcast that was pre-recorded. This was a service that we had on this afternoon. We hope that you will enjoy it. At this time, you will hear from the youth, praise the Lord, the children.
Baby, Lord,
On the line, I believe. Sister Jackie.
Hello. God bless. Hi, everyone.
Would
God
you like
bless
to,
you.
Would you like to sing a song?
Sure. I didn't really know I was tuning in. Sure, you let me know when.
Okay, you can sing now if you're ready.
Okay, I'm going to be singing Fill My Cup, Lord. And immediately after that, Bread of Heaven, Feed Me Till I Want No More. I know you were saying something in today's message about how the U.S. has been helping to feed other countries in these hard times, you know, whether they are friends or enemies, they're our neighbors, and we know that God is really the one providing. So I wanted to sing something based on that. This is hymn 398. It says, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. John 4:14. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, drop my well and never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures of things afore, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till my want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and let me whole. So my brother, if it thinks it's like you, leave hunger that won't pass away. My blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and let me whole. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of feed me to what I want, no more. Bread of heaven,
And he said, but now, Lord that created me, oh Jacob. The one that created you, oh Jacob, and he that formed me, oh Israel, fear not. He's working with fear power now. He wants the people of God to fear the things that is coming upon the face of the earth and the things that are going on in the world. But the Lord don't want us to fear. He said, fear not. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, got all power in his hand. He is a strong deliverer. We don't have to fear. Said, for I have redeemed thee. He has called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Glory to God. God said that he has called us. He said, thou art mine. I called you by your name. God knows our name today. He knows every one of our names. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have brought you back. Glory to God, he has brought you back. Glory to God, you were in sin, slain. Hallelujah, because of sin. But God, in infinite love and mercy, redeemed us back, brought us all back unto him. We have strayed away. Oh, he has gone astray. He has turned everyone to his own way. We were doing our own thing. We went our own way. We said what we wanted to say. We did what we wanted to do. But the Lord, he has mercy on us. And sent his son Jesus. Back to the Lord. And I thank him today. I thank him for what he has done. He didn't have to do it. But God, being a merciful God, had mercy on his people. He had mercy on Israel. He had mercy on Jacob. And he told him, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Over to God. And we're going to go over in the book of Isaiah, the 46th chapter of Isaiah, and the 25th verse, and I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Glory to God. He
that trust in the Lord shall be Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the broadcast. We thank God for each of you that was on tonight. We thank the Lord for Sister Jackie Durden and for the song that she sang.
Thank you.
We thank God for all things. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And one thing about it, she's always willing to sing. And she always has a song ready. Glory to God. If you call on it, she always has a song ready to sing. And that's good. I like that. The Lord, I like it because she don't hem haw. When you call her, she come right on up and sing her song.
That's all right.
Like some people you call, they act like, oh, I don't want to sing. But she gets right on up there and sing, and I like that. So I want to encourage her to keep on singing to the Lord. You don't know what God will do. God can work in your life, and he can use you in the service of the Lord. And we thank God for all of our listeners, everybody that's on the broadcast tonight. Thank God for Vanis Amin, Vanis Khadija, and their faithfulness. I really, really appreciate you for being on your post, being where you should be, and how you continue to be faithful to this ministry. I thank God he will reward you for your faithfulness. And also thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl, thank you, Cynthia. We are thankful for you and how the Lord is really blessing. He's blessing the children, and the children, they love to sing also. And they come on up and they sing their songs, and sometimes they'll sing. They want to keep on going, and that's all right. As long as they want to praise God, I'll help them praise God. Praise the Lord, because that's what the Lord wants. He wants somebody that is willing to sing and praise and worship his name. Glory to God. So I thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. At this time, we're going to give way for our ministers to have remarks, or if there's anyone else on the line that would like to say something, maybe you have a testimony, maybe the Lord delivered you in some way or did something for you at this time, you can tell it. You have a chance to give God some praise. God bless you.
Amen. I think I've... God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank God.
Go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. I thank God for the prayer, for the opening scripture, and for the song of praise, the two-part song of praise. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. And I tell you, I've enjoyed the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Praise the Lord. The words of encouragement through the Word of God, the Lord letting us know that we don't have to fear, that he will be with us. And that's all we need. That's all the consolation. That's all the assurance. Everything we need, God promised he will be with us. So we don't have to fear. And we ought to just keep our trust in the Lord. And according to the Word of God, if we trust in the Lord, we'll be as Mount Zion. It cannot be removed. I tell you, I wish I could have been in that service, but I thank the Lord that the service was brought over the air tonight, and I was able to be a part of it. And the scripture in Psalm 43 is a witness. This was actually the scripture that I was going to preach about this afternoon, but the Lord led me to go a different way to pray. But I had this scripture open in my Bible, and this is the one that I was going to preach from. Praise the Lord.
Right.
But that time, I'm still going to preach from it. I just don't know when. Amen. But I just want to encourage you, Vanis Mae, continue to preach the word of God, continue to minister and labor for the Lord. And I want to encourage everyone to continue to take the word of God in, walk in the will of God, and live by his word daily. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle. Truly, we don't have to fear God. He's the one who called us, who redeemed us. We are his. And like the preacher said, because of this, we ought to be grateful and give God the praise. He didn't have to redeem us. He could have left us just being, you know, not a people, but he called us his own. And I'm grateful today. I want to say to Evangelist Maybelle, keep on preaching the word of God. I also enjoyed the service, the children singing, and Sister Jackie singing as well. Evangelist Maybelle, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's all. Thank the Lord. And I thank God for each of you. As I stated, we encourage you to continue to listen in to this broadcast. We want to apologize for the static noise that you heard. We were playing our tambourines, and when we were playing our tambourines, it was causing the static in the recording. But we thank the Lord anyway, because God got the glory. He got the victory. Amen. Because we went on and praised the Lord anyway. So so we want to keep on praising God, keep on telling of his goodness and preaching his word as long as God gives us to. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for everyone. We love everyone that's on the line. All of those who keep continuously tuning in week after week, we thank God for you, and we are praying for you. And if that's all, we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night, we will be having our oldies but goodies. Praise the Lord. We're going to reach back and go retro. Praise the Lord.
That's all right.
And we look forward to that, Lord's will.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Lord, he is good. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you have to reach back. You know, people, they are looking and listening for the word of God. They want a message. They want to hear where the Lord can deliver them, heal them, save them. They don't want to hear all this other stuff that people are talking, but if they can get the word, the Bible says, take with you word. Glory to God. He said, preach the gospel. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. If we could just preach the gospel, I believe somebody will be healed. Somebody will be saved. Somebody will change their way of living if we just preach that gospel. Because they're looking for it. The Bible lets us know it's going to be a famine in the land, a famine for the word of God, not for water, not for bread, but a famine for the word of God. And I believe that's what's happening now. People are looking and listening to hear the word of God so that they can be delivered. And God's got a way that is mighty sweet. So Tuesday night, we'll be looking forward to the Lord blessing us again. And if that's all, does anyone else have anything to say? If not, we thank the Lord for you. And this closes out this broadcast for tonight. God bless you and good night. Thank you.